So let's now talk about management of patients with EGFR mutations. And first, looking at upfront treatment, I'm curious, we've seen data originally presented at ASCO in 2014 and then published in Lancet Oncology not long after that, looking at the combination of erlotinib and bevacizumab. Mark, can you discuss these data and how it affected your practice, if at all?
Well, it was quite a simple trial. It was a randomized phase two trial. And what they looked at, the improvement in PFS by adding in bevacizumab to erlotinib up front. And they found a very impressive improvement, a significant one. It makes a lot of intuitive sense to me to do that. We sadly know that our EGFR targeted therapies are sadly destined to fail. So to add other drugs in makes some sense. They also saw an extraordinary tolerance of the drug. I believe they gave a median of like 16 or 17 cycles, which is really pretty amazing. And it appeared to have a very good benefit. So I routinely do that off study now.
And, you know, if you look at the PFS table in the paper, I guess the hazard rate's 0.54. Which is pretty,
The other thing that was pointed out to me is that the absolute improvement in PFS is double what the Sandler trial was.
Right.
That has changed practice.
Interesting. Dave, how has this affected your practice? Have you used this regimen before the paper or since the paper?
So actually for many years, if I have a patient who's on erlotinib who has a nice response but then has slow progression, I've added in Bev. And I've seen, most of the time, second nice responses that are relatively durable. And I think that's a different question. But adding it up front, we have a clinical trial that's asking that question that's ongoing right now. And so my preference for first line is to put them on that trial because I do believe that this is an active combination.
Corey, I ran into John Haymock from Ann's Place, and I said, wow, did you see that paper? He said, oh, yeah, you know, we've already known that EGFR mutant tumors are very vascular, et cetera. What do we know about the biology of this, why it might be happening?
That's one theory behind it. Remember, even in unselected patients, the combination in second line resulted in a PFS benefit, although we did not see a survival benefit. And in defense of those of us who have not routinely added bevacizumab to TKI up front, you're bringing people in every 3 weeks for IV therapy. You're dealing with potentially additional toxicity. And again, until I see a clear-cut survival advantage, I've been a bit hesitant, although I have to confess a hazard ratio of 0.54 with a 6 to 7 month improvement in PFS is quite impressive.
What about this idea of a patient's doing well, they're stable, but they're objectively, we're going to talk about that later, but one of the options, what about adding Bev?
In the absence of either radiographic or symptomatic progression?
I'm saying the patient's progressing, they're stable, their imaging is progressing. Have you done that or would you do that?
I have done it and I certainly would do it.
Have you seen responses the way Dave has?
I've seen stability after prior progression. I haven't seen a dramatic response.
And again, just to poll the group, and have you used upfront Bev and EGFR TKI?
I have not. I do what Dave does, which is add the bevacizumab into the erlotinib after they have some slow progression.
So, Jeff, have you tried it?
I've not. My concern about the data is, you know, I'm worried the control arm underperformed. A PFS of 9.7 months in a trial that excluded brain metastases actually might be lower than we'd expect in a non-brain met population. No treated brain mets allowed in this study. And so I still would like this to be validated in a second study before I use it routinely.
Dave, have you done it?
Have not. You know, the phase three is in progress now.
Same design?
Same design.
But you haven't done it outside of trial?
Have not.
Mark?
I would do it in anybody who doesn't fit a clinical trial.
Okay.
Particularly with a brain met, by the way.
Brain met, interesting.